Do you guys want to hear how I construct it for myself? Would that be helpful?
Yeah.
And I can share, I'll just kind of, so of course this changes over time for me and I like update sometimes on the fly, but the main structure currently for me that I use, and I'll point out a few reasons why I structure it this way. So not to copy mine, but just try to apply the principles. I wake up without an alarm clock. That's a physical body practice, of course. Wake up without an alarm clock. Recently, I mean, that used to be a little earlier. Now it's 6-ish, maybe, most days. Even if it pushes into 7, that's fine. Doesn't matter. That green bottle, 750 mils of warm water with Celtic sea salt first thing, then a cold shower. I do that Jing practice before the cold shower if I feel like it. I kind of slack on the Jing side, but choose your own adventure.
Oh, I won't be slacking on the Jing side.
So first thing is the cold shower. Then outside, sunlight, movement, 10 minutes or so. Just whatever feels good. Basically warming up for sitting meditation. So then I'll do my sitting practice. And all of that is basically, again, warm up. So like the cold and the movement and the sunlight turns on the nervous system. So I do sitting practice, then I make coffee. And I'll do my first work block. Remember, the karmic body purpose link is really important. So as a foundational practice, you could think about, you know, Weston Daniel, the content that you're making. That when we're talking about building a holistic system, everything, nothing can be left out. Your work is included. So I'll do 90 minutes of work on the most important task that I have. So the most important thing for me recently, I've either been doing outlines for this retreat or the daily emails. So maybe the first thing, and I, as like a little business instruction, if you do have that daily sort of creative practice, like making content, do that first thing every single day so that like no matter what else happens, you got that main thing done that's gonna push the business forwards. Yeah, so very first thing, most important task. I take about half an hour. I'll go outside again. I'll do some movement. I think I shared this with you once, Cole.
Yeah, that's good though.
Yeah, and then I'll make a smoothie. So that's my first kind of meal, if you want to call it, of the day. First sort of calories that I consume. That probably happens around 10-ish, give or take, maybe 10:30. After that, another 90 minutes of work, and primarily it's like daily administrative tasks, little projects, things like this. After that, I'll train. So I'm alternating movement and strength work, like we spoke about, with cardio work. So that could be running, elliptical, whatever. And then after the cardio, I'll do hot and cold. So sauna and then a cold shower for me. It could be cold plunge if you guys have access. Then I'll have lunch, take a nap. After every meal, I walk at least briefly. Sometimes it's just up and down the stairs a few times. Just anything to like get blood moving. That's so helpful for digestion, blood sugar, blood pressure, health, everything. And the better your digestion, blood sugar, blood pressure, health, the more nutrients you're gonna actually absorb from the food. Therefore, you're gonna have that much more energy to put towards everything. So I take a nap, I'll go outside very briefly, like look at the sun early afternoon. It's another circadian rhythm setting device. So same as looking at the sun in the morning, looking at the sun in the afternoon is also really useful to set circadian rhythms. And then I'll do my final 90-minute work block of the day. And this was an interesting finding for me. This isn't every single day true, but most days it is. And I got this from Andrew Huberman. So they did studies on the type of work that people are usually best at throughout the day. So you're going to have different aptitudes and a different type of work that you're best at first thing in the morning versus in the afternoon. And what I've found is that, and this is what the study found as well, for most people, non-linear work in the afternoon, so sort of exploratory, brainstorming, creative work, things that are non-linear in nature. If you're doing mathematics, let's say, or accounting, or some like managing finances, that's linear and would usually do best in the morning. So I'll do that during my second 90-minute work block. And every work block is timed, right? If I'm doing micro practice, which is not all the time, but I'll do a minute or two at the start and finish of every one of those 90-minute work blocks. So I do usually non-linear creative work for 90 minutes in the afternoon. And then I do standing Qigong practice, like Bruce's energy gates, but some type of movement would do. And then dinner, walk, read as I'm falling asleep, fall asleep, do the same thing again next day. In addition to that, on a hygiene level, smudging is happening before sitting practice in the morning, sometimes after if I feel it's necessary. It's also happening at the end of the workday. So there's a very clean cut at the end of that third 90-minute work block. I'll go upstairs and I'll smudge, sort of like clearing off the workday. It's like, okay, we're transitioning now. So I'll smudge and then go into my like PM late afternoon practice. So there's a cut, and after that point, there's no more work of any kind. It's complete disconnect. Like 95, 99% of the time, complete disconnect. And then prayer, I've found for me, is most effective. Like it's kind of happening on certain levels throughout every day, but particularly like right before I get into bed, that's the time that I'll do like a deep sort of prayer practice. And we've spoken about prayer a lot, so I won't go into detail, but I had a dream at one point. I was on retreat and I had a dream, and a close friend or teacher of mine came to me very, very, very vividly in the dream. And she sat down in front of me and pointedly, she's like, go deeper with your prayers. It's like as direct an instruction as I've ever gotten. She like came in, go deeper. And it's easy before bed to be like, okay, thank you, good day. You know, hope everybody's great. Amen. Because we're feeling lazy at the end of the day. One of the best things I've done for myself is to override that sort of routine of the prayer. If you find yourself saying the same thing over and over in the same formula, the same sequence, it's kind of getting plastic in a way. See if you can drop in a little bit deeper and make it more spontaneous. So what are you actually feeling in the moment? What's your energy actually doing? And use prayer to align yourself with universal energy again, right before you go to sleep. And then as I'm going to sleep, like I said, for me personally, that's when I just get, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I can't say that it's optimal necessarily on like a mental body level. But I really love reading while I'm falling asleep. It's like that's like pleasure for me. So I'll read philosophy, spirituality, or like light, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy type fiction, just something that's enjoyable, but not too heavy. Not like I'm not reading Ken Wilber before bed, for example, right? Nothing that gets my mind going. It more just helps me drift off. Hygiene stuff is of course happening throughout the day as needed. The smudging is happening 3, maybe even 4 times a day sometimes.
When do you do it in the morning? I miss that.
Smudging I'll do before and sometimes after sitting practice in the morning. So if you go through that sort of template, right? It's not like I'm doing every strategy here, but I'm covering a fucking lot of them. Like food is clean, exercise is covered, sleep is covered, energetic hygiene's covered, prayer's covered, sitting practice is covered, Qigong's covered. you know, hot and cold is covered. My work is in a constant effort to become more and more aligned with purpose, which is karma. I mean, I'm probably missing some of it, but that's my general template. And I've found that more than those three 90-minute blocks of work is like pouring cement into my head. It's just so heady. And while I'm working, I'm fucking working, right? It's not like I'm sitting there browsing, getting distracted. I'm working. And a lot is getting done every single one of those 90-minute work blocks. So at the end of the day, there's nothing more I can really do. It's like, you know, maybe I could push out a little more and like press it into the over the red line a little bit. But in general, that's a full day. And you can see how it's a lot of volume, but it's also in balance. Everything's quite balanced if you look at that whole template. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. And I do that about 5, maybe 6 days a week, usually 5. And then on the weekends, I have more flexibility. I try not to work, or if I do work, I'll change the environment by going to a coffee shop so it doesn't feel like the regular workday. Yeah, I think that's everything I want to say.
Hey, it's Taylor. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. And if you did, the best thing to do right now while it's fresh in your mind is head over to deepgame.com and join us in our free masterclass, where you'll learn all of the fundamental principles of the part of basketball that's played with the mind. We've had players call this the best hour of basketball learning of their lives, and it's completely free right now. So head over to deepgame.com, join us. Once again, it's totally free, and I will see you there.